Hello and welcome to Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives of WTBR-FM. When WTBR moved to the new facilities here at Pittsfield Community Television, it brought along with it a tremendous asset, its vinyl collection. Numbering nearly 20,000 pieces, including full albums, EPs, singles, and so much more. The purpose of this show is to take you back in time to the early days of WTBR when these records were brand new. I'm your host, David Cachet, and over the last couple of years, I've acted as sort of an archivist of this great collection. Just imagine, if you will, a wall full of records sorted into, like, cubby holes, with about 150 to 200 records in each section. Now, normally I would go reaching into those records and just randomly pick some records off the wall and play them for you, and, play the actual vinyl records from years past. But since this is the end of the year, we're going to take a look back at all the great musicians that we lost in the year 2025. It's kind of a downer of an episode, but it's a nice way to celebrate the lives of some of these great musicians. And we're going to start off with the group Blondie, who lost their drummer this year. Drummer Clem Burke, who passed away on April 6th in 2025, was the drummer for the band. He also drummed in the Romantics for many years, and he also was in the Ramones for a brief time as Elvis Ramone. Again, he was one of the founding members, one of the members of the band who was in inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with the rest of the group, and just one of those great drummers of the New Wave era. And we're going to be listening to a track of theirs. We have their Greatest Hits album in our collection. It's the Best of Blondie, and it's got a catalog number listed on it of 81-752 here at WTBR. So here we go. Here's a song by Blondie right now featuring the great Clem Burke on drums. Here is Dreaming right now on Random Draw. Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo, that was Rick Derringer. Before that, we heard I Get High on You by Sly Stone. And we started off this tribute show today to the great musicians we lost with Blondie and their drummer Clem Burke and the song Dreaming. Now, that Sly Stone song that we heard, I Get High on You, was taken from a solo album of Sly's called High on You. It was on Epic Records. It's catalog number 75-315 here at WTBR. Sly Stone is a 1993 Hall of Fame inductee. Of course, him and Sly and the Family Stone had great big hits like Everyday People, Dance to the Music, Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself, Again, Family Affair, many, many more. Played Woodstock and everything like that. But unfortunately, Sly Stone left us on June 9th from COPD. So there you go. That was Sly Stone. And then, of course, we played Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo by Rick Derringer, sort of one of the, I guess you'd call it a one-hit wonder, even though Rick Derringer was in and around all kinds of music. I guess he probably really is only known for that one hit as a solo artist. He was a member of the McCoys, who had their big hit, Hang On Sloopy. He worked with the Winter Brothers, both Edgar and Johnny, and he produced most of all of the early, the first few albums from Weird Al Yankovic. I mean, there you go. And besides all of that, he also created Hulk Hogan's intro music, Real American, that you heard anytime he came into the ring. So there you go. That was Rick Derringer, who passed away on May 26th at the age of 77, and that was Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo. All right, we're going to move into some harder stuff right now. We got a couple tracks coming up, and we're going to start with a band who was just recently inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and that's Bad Company. And we're going to be playing a track off of their 1975 album, Straight Shooter. It's a song written by the man who passed away, Mick Ralphs, who was their he was their guitarist. He wrote a song called Good Lovin' Gone Bad. Now, Mick Ralphs was also a founding member of Mott the Hoople and Bad Company. He wrote a lot of their big hits, Feel Like Making Love, and that, and like I said, the track we're going to listen to right now. So here is Bad Company with Good Lovin' Gone Bad, featuring Mick Ralphs on guitar. Thank you. Right, that was Kiss with King of the Nighttime World. Before that, we heard the Oz man himself, Ozzy Osbourne, and the song Bark at the Moon. And we started off this sort of harder edge tunes of musicians we lost this year with Bad Company and their song Good Lovin' Gone Bad, which was written by Mick Ralphs, their guitarist, who passed away on June 23rd at the age of 81. Unfortunately, just before he was inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Isn't that always the way? All right, that Ozzy Osbourne song, Bark at the Moon, was taken from his third album, which was an album called Bark at the Moon on CBS Records. It's catalog number 83-911 here at WTBR. The album was a big seller for Ozzy back in the day. It wasn't as big as his first two albums, but still well-known. And unfortunately, you know, Ozzy this year was sort of in the news because they were having that big reunion concert, Black Sabbath, One Last Time concert that was on pay-per-view and everything, and he made it to the show and performed great. If you ever seen any of the footage of that, it was absolutely incredible to see Black Sabbath back together again. And he performed great. And then about 2 weeks later, he passed away. And that was on July 22nd at the age of 76. He just passed away. And so the rock world certainly lost a giant there. And that was in Ozzy Osbourne. And that was his song, Bark at the Moon, which was mixed by Tony Bon Jovi at the power station. Just reading the back of the record now. Great, he always had great musicians working with him, and that was with Jake E. Lee on guitar, because this was after the death of Randy Rhoads. So that was Ozzy Osbourne's Bark at the Moon. And then Kiss. The reason we're talking about Kiss, of course, is that we lost the spaceman this year, Ace Frehley, the guitarist and founding member of the band, who died October 16th at the age of 74. Of course, he played all the great Kiss riffs from those early albums, and he had a big hit on Kiss released four sort of solo albums. Each of the member of the band had their own album, and I always think of his as the only one that I remember any songs from, and that was his version of New York Groove. The song I played for you, King of the Nighttime World, was taken off of their Monster album, Destroyer. Just a great album to listen to. You got Detroit Rock City, King of the Nighttime World, God of Thunder, Shout It Out Loud, Beth, and Do You Love Me on that. What a great album that is. So if you get a chance to listen to that one, there you go. So like I said, Ace Frehley unfortunately passed away on October 16th at the age of 74. But before leaving us with great tracks like that one you heard off of the Kiss Destroyer album. All right, we're going to take a break right now here on Random Draw. We're going to listen to a few short words, and we're going to get back to the show. We're going to listen to some more music from the incredible musicians that we lost this year. So stay tuned.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
Good afternoon, my radio listening friends. Are you ready to discover songs you love in a whole new light? Well, tune in to Newman's Undercover.
Hello, Newman.
Where we shine a spotlight on the best and most fun and special cover songs from all musical styles. Join me every Tuesday from noon to 1 p.m. on 89.7 FM, WTBR Community Radio.
Hey, it's Sean from WTBR FM. Whether you just found this station for the first time or you've been listening for years, you might not know everything about WTBR FM. Want to find out more? It's easy. Just go to WTBRFM.com. You can find full programming schedules, listen to the station anywhere in the world, subscribe to our podcasts, and even learn to create a program of your own. And of course, donate to the station. That's WTBRFM.com. Check it out today.
Hi, my name is Al Perlman, and I love jazz. Mostly jazz from the bebop and beyond period of the 40s, 50s, and 60s. I also love sharing my passion for jazz from my extensive jazz vinyl collection with listeners here in Berkshire County. So please join me on Sundays at 8 p.m. for my show Jazz Collector Live on WTBR-FM Pittsfield Community Radio.
Welcome What would it be like not having PCTV's reliable coverage of our Pittsfield City meetings? Well, the answer is it would be like driving in the darkness without headlights. We need the light to show us exactly what's coming our way. PCTV's coverage is that light. It's so reliable and dependable, we don't even think about not having it, but nothing can be taken for granted. Support this building block of democracy today. It's too important to lose, especially now. Pittsfield Community Television, see it all, decide for yourself.
Now, streaming live on the web, WTBRFM.com.
WTBR. A, always B, B, C, closing. Always be closing. Always be closing.
All right, we're back on Random Draw. We've been listening to tunes from artists that we lost this year in the year 2025. Just want to take this chance to remind you to subscribe to the podcast of Random Draw by visiting wherever you get podcasts. You can also visit the station's website for more information at WTBRFM.com. While you're there, you can get the podcast for my show, all the other shows that you hear on the channel, see the full schedule. And there's a little big button at the top that says donate. We more than appreciate anything you can do to help us out. All right, we're going to pick back up with some other musicians that we lost this year. We're going to start with Mr. Bobby Whitlock, a singer-songwriter who worked with such artists as Delaney and Bonnie and Eric Clapton and Derek and the Dominoes. Great backing vocals, one of my favorite vocalists of all time. He wrote some great, he was just a writer of some great tracks like Bell Bottom Blues and Tell the Truth on that great Layla album. But in 1972 or so, he was putting out his self-titled Bobby Whitlock solo album on ABC Dunhill Records at 72-125 here at WTBR. And we're going to listen to a great track right now by Bobby Whitlock, who passed away on August 10th at the age of 77. So here he is right now with a song called Where There's a Will, right now on Random Draw.
Cause I believe It doesn't matter to me, chasing the clouds away. Something calls to me. The trees are drawing me near. I've got to find out why. Those gentle voices I hear explain it all with a sigh.
That was The Logical Song by Supertramp. Before that, we heard Tuesday Afternoon by the Moody Blues, and we started off the second half of the show with Bobby Whitlock and his song Where There's a Will. Now, they play the Moody Blues because we lost John Lodge this year, and he was the bassist and songwriter for the band. He joined in 1966 and wrote some of the great tracks like Ride My Seesaw, I'm Just a Singer in the Rock and Roll Band, some other great tunes. The single that I played for you Tuesday afternoon was taken from their album Days of Future Past. I actually played it from a copy of a greatest hits album of theirs called This Is the Moody Blues. It's a 2-LP, four-sided collection of some of the greatest stuff. I think I've played it a couple times on the show just because I keep pulling it out of there. John Lodge passed away on October 10th at the age of 82. So that was the Moody Blues with Tuesday Afternoon. Now, Supertramp featured Rick Davies, who was the founder, vocalist, and keyboardist from Supertramp, and he passed away on September 6th this year at the age of 81. The song I played for you, the Logical Song, was taken from one of their biggest albums called Breakfast in America, which sold 6 million copies, was number one for over a month here in America. Just a huge album. Rick Davies was a vocalist and singer, you know, and a songwriter of the band. He didn't sing on this particular track, but because of the time I have in the show, I had to play a shorter song, so I had to play that one there. So that was The Logical Song by Supertramp right there off of their album Breakfast in America, catalog number 79-180. All right, we got time for just a few more tracks here of great artists we lost this year. We're going to start with an early track by a group called the Yardbirds, who lost their rhythm guitarist and bassist Chris Drea. We're going to play a song that everyone knows called Train Kept a Rollin'. They weren't the originators of the song, but they certainly perfected it. I like to think of as the Yardbirds. Got Jeff Beck on guitar, recorded in 1965. Take it off of an album we have here called The Yardbird Shapes of Things. It's a collection of classic Yardbird recordings. And like I said, we lost Chris Drea this year at the age of 78 back on September 25th. So here's the Yardbirds with Train Kept a Rollin'.
Change.
All right, what a way to end the show with the Beach Boys and the song Till I Die. Before that, we heard the band with It Makes No Difference, and we started off this last set of songs with the Yardbirds and Train Kept a Rollin'. That band song I played for you, It Makes No Difference, I actually played a version of it from the Best of the Band Greatest Hits album, catalog number 76-501. I played it because Garth Hudson plays the sax solo on that, and Garth Hudson was the last surviving member of the band who died back on January 21st at the age of 87. Just an incredible musician. If you ever heard any of the band's music, all the big keyboards, organ, that sort of stuff, saxophones, he was it. He used to teach the other members of the band how to play their instruments. So there you go. That was Garth Hudson and the band with It Makes No Difference. And we finished up with one of the most beautiful songs that Brian Wilson wrote. It was off of their 1971 album Surf's Up, which was their 17th studio album, a sort of a resurgence back into the charts and back on the forefront for both Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys. It was a song that Brian wrote both the words and the music for. And, you know, what a great way to end the show, and just an amazingly beautiful song. And that was Till I Die for Brian Wilson, who passed away, unfortunately, on June 11th at the age of 82, one of the true geniuses of rock and roll music. Well, that wraps it up for us here at Random Draw. If you'd like to learn more about WTBR or even have an idea for your own show, please visit our website at WTBRFM.com. So until next time here on Random Draw, I've been your host, David Cachet. We'll see you later.